This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. Each module has two tracks. The first will give you information about the subject. The next one is a practical skills track, which can be listened to regularly to help you build your learning. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist.
In the next few minutes, we're going to look at how exercising, or getting active, is one of the most effective ways of improving your quality of life, both physically and emotionally, and just how easy it is to fit it into your daily routine, no matter who you are, what you do, and how little time you've got. Listen to the information in this section, but before you start to make any changes, listen to the session with our medical expert, Dr. David Peters, who will help you get started. Use this track as often as you need in order to get motivated and stay on track. Exercise is one way of enhancing your well-being that gives you immediate results. This human body is built for moving, not for stillness, and exercise releases feel-good hormones, which reduce stress and anxiety and make you feel generally good all round. But if the mere mention of the word exercise fills you with horror and conjures up images of pumping iron or pounding the treadmill for days on end, then it's time to think again. Some people find exercising easy and something that comes naturally to them, but for others, it's more of an uphill struggle. The difference is how you view exercise. Do you see it as an important part of your life, or do you see it as something other people do? If this is the case, then before you do anything, you need to change your mind about exercise. So instead of thinking other people, or gym, track, weightlifting, keep it simple. Think, I'm going to get moving, and this is part of my life from now on. Shortly, our medical expert, David Peters, will take you through an exercise that won't involve you breaking into a sweat, but it will help you to focus your mind on being more active. Before this, though, have a think about what being more active would mean to you personally and the benefits that it would bring to your life. Write them down. Perhaps you want to lose weight, look more toned, keep up with your kids when you're out and about, have more energy, or even just fancy a change of social scene that doesn't involve the pub. Focus in your mind's eye on why you want to get more active. Be specific. Then write down what the obstacles might be, so you can think of practical and realistic ways to get round them. By taking small steps, and small steps are all that is required, you are making giant leaps in reducing your risk of serious health problems, like heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and some cancers like breast and stomach cancer. And it doesn't matter what age you are, you will benefit. You'll lose weight or stay at a healthy weight and build up your stamina, strength, and flexibility. You'll relieve stress and anxiety, feel more energized and more able to relax, which includes being able to sleep better. Research has shown that regular exercise is as effective as most pills for treating depression. So all in all, you'll feel good. Great, in fact. Being that bit more active really does work wonders for your sense of well-being and long-term good health. So what's stopping you? To improve health and fitness in general, adults should aim to be active on 5 or more days of the week for at least half an hour. That's just 30 minutes out of the 1,440 minutes that are there in a day. If you're trying to lose weight, you should up this to 60 minutes. But before you start to panic, this doesn't mean that you have to slog your guts out non-stop for a whole half an hour or hour, then collapse in a sweaty heap. If 30 minutes a day sounds too much and too daunting for you, you can break it down. particularly if you're just starting out. Short 10-minute bursts of activity can be just as effective. You being active at a moderate intensity, providing it makes you breathe faster, makes you feel warm, and raises your heart rate to the level where you can feel your pulse, even if you're still able to hold a conversation, will be effective in improving your health and well-being. Walking, mowing the lawn, and hoovering can all be activities of moderate intensity. If you do decide to be active in short bursts, keep a note of how much you've done so you can keep on track, and make up the rest of the time when it suits you in the day. One of the easiest, cheapest, and most effective ways to get active is to get walking. Why not walk to work, all or part of the way? By the time you navigate your way through morning traffic by car or public transport, would it really take you that much longer on foot? Try it one way to see how long it takes. If this is impossible, get off the train or bus a stop early, or park in the furthest away space at the car park. If you can't see a way of this working for you, then why not get up 10 minutes earlier and go for a brisk walk after breakfast? Or why not get a pedometer? This little box clips to your belt or your shoe, and once you've programmed it to your age and stride length, a pedometer becomes your workout buddy that tells you how many steps you take in daily activities, on a run, around the house, or at work. Did you know that most people average only 3,000 to 6,000 steps a day? Ideally, you should aim for at least 10,000 steps a day. Sometimes, ways of building more activity into your life are really staring you in the face. But if you're not in that mindset, it's all too easy to be sedentary, which is why you might find it useful to plan ahead. Here are some more ideas to get you started. When you're at home cleaning the house, hoovering, gardening, and DIY are all ways of being active and burning energy. Get active with friends, family, and colleagues so you can have fun together and catch up at the same time. If you've got kids, join in with games like Ring of Roses, Hide and Seek, Skipping, and Hopscotch. Tag is great exercise, and a game of footy with the kids can mean 1,000 steps in no time at all. Getting active doesn't necessarily mean organized sport, but if this is your thing, then take a look at what is on offer locally, or get a group of your friends together and organize a game of rounders or softball, particularly if the social aspect of being active really appeals to you. Don't lose your momentum once you've started. It's important to keep going and build upon the steps that you've already taken. Setting yourself small, realistic goals will help you keep the momentum and ensure that you don't go off track and get bored. Walking that extra 5 minutes or reviewing your program at the gym so you push yourself just that little bit extra will help keep you motivated and give you a real sense of achievement. You might find it useful to keep a diary or jot down in a notebook what you've done and rate just how good it makes you feel.